Mas nasu no abastrimenas mamas, mamas e tenista quando que machi naspet mamas e tenista quando que machi escute o isso aqui nesta mãe. Mas nasu, the picture shows us barely how awful the health pain must be. On the top picture, we saw seven deadly sins representing the seven ravine that leads to hell. Tia e estamos aqui não me escutei está mais calma mas que é mais que é muito energia e muito energia para o que vai fazer que se tenha que energia para fazer coisa and all these seven ravine that represent seven great sin that led into the hell and these are the seven, these are seven root sins, and they are pride, greed, fornication, jealousy, gluttony, anger, and laziness.
What's the last one?
Laziness.
Oh, licentiousness.
Yeah, laziness.
That's a strange word.
Omo apatrime magan kitse soki mame trine tamu higwe hita vama homa tsuta wana ka tulta utsu samini no kitse kitse mo hiru. And this picture shows us that we should be always remember this is the truth, how the sin can lead us into the suffering, into the hell. And the top picture, and then on the ravine we see the animals that represent the sinful things. For example, there is a rooster. This rooster represent the pride. You know, to be proud.
Yeah, that's the word.
And Tehteun, it means a bullfrog. It means greed.
Bullfrog?
Yeah.
How is that? Oh, because he blows himself up when he... Oh, that's unbelievable.
Nabegut, a goat.
Nabegut?
Yeah, it means a male goat.
Don't they have another word for a goat?
No, they didn't have, because we didn't have any.
But I thought they called it Mr. Wabos or something like that.
No, not that one. It's goat. It's goat. You know, this. Yeah, not big. It's a male goat represent fornication. Next, Mikinak. Turtle. It's laziness. Is that the word in English? Laziness? The lazy? Because the turtle didn't walk very slowly. Poor thing. Why did they have to put him there?